Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Hello and welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today we're going to talk about a brand community. You know, what I get a lot of questions on, whether it's Liquid Mind or through the podcast is, hey, I've got to supposedly have a brand, but I have no following. Well, you probably don't have a brand. And it's a challenge. It's really hard for a lot of people to understand the commitment that's required, the funding that's required, and the consistency that's required to build the brand's social following, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. There's so many that you have to look at what's right for your brand and understand who you're trying to build the following with and what else they have detracting from their attention. I mean, it isn't back in the day where we had no iPhones and people had an attention span where they were sitting there for literally a couple minutes absorbing the content that you were providing to them. That's no longer the case. And by the way, that changes literally monthly, if not daily, on how people absorb content, what strikes their interest. And many times people are surprised by that. Well, I have so much great content. Why aren't people following our brand? And then the next question is, you know, how do we build a following? So both are important questions. So we'll talk about those today on this podcast. And the podcast is called Brand Community, How to Build a Brand Social Following. So it's a real challenge for people to understand how to do this. So I thought this quote from Peter Drucker was pretty interesting. The most important thing in communication is hearing what isn't said. And so you kind of intuitively want to understand what your community wants to hear from you without them telling you. And that kind of goes back to Peter's quote, hearing what isn't said, goes back to providing content that you feel will be valuable for those who you want to follow your brand. And not all followers are created equal. You want influencers or you just want likes, you want followers. You really have to define what your intent is. And so when we look at building a brand community, it's an effective way to engage with your customers. It truly is. I mean, it's a great way as long as you're engaging consistently and authentically. It's a great way to engage with your customers. Create loyalty through your community and the lifestyle that you're promoting. And a group of brand advocates that could eventually be your influencers, which is extremely important. And so I've seen a lot of our brands, when we build a social media strategy built around a clear direction of who you want to target and the channels you want to use, these are things that eventually fall into, we would love to have brand influencers or advocates. And I'll say, based on what you're selling, you want to make sure you're very careful with your influencer strategy. And I'll talk about that for a little bit here before we get into the brand social following, because it's very important to make a distinction between a follower and an influencer. A follower may just be there to embrace the new products that you're releasing, the categories of products you have. If you're a run brand, maybe they love your, obviously would love your running shoes, but maybe they love your apparel. So a follower is truly somebody that you have in your community that just loves your brand or loves the product, and they just wear it and find it effective for their particular use, whether a runner, athlete, football, baseball, basketball, whatever it happens to be. But an influencer is different. And the reason I say that is because all the brands that I've been with, the brands that we work with, you got to be very careful. An influencer has to be authentic. And what I say by that is that if you put your run shoes on someone who's clearly not a runner and you flag them as an influencer, you lose your credibility and authentication. So be careful. Same thing with football, same thing with basketball, whatever it happens to be. So be very careful and very selective on who you use as an influencer for the voice of your brand. They have to be authentic and they have to match the image of your brand. So that's kind of a 30,000 foot view of the difference between an influencer and a follower. But I wanted to put that out there because many brands don't understand the difference. And it's probably one of the most important things that you could do as a brand is have a clear and distinct influencer strategy and targeting strategy for influencers and a more holistic strategy around how you're going to build followers. So again, building a brand community is an effective way to engage with your customers, create loyalty and a group of defined brand advocates who can promote your products or services. And I say targeted for a reason. Just as I had mentioned, be very careful on that distinction. So building your community requires precise, and I say very precise, brand positioning. And to talk about that for a minute, I mean, you know, clearly, who are you? What do you do? How do you do it? Who are you targeting? How are you different from your competitors? Understanding who your competitors are. You can't believe all the brands that we work with, where they clearly don't know who their competitors are. They feel they've got this blue ocean opportunity with no sharks in the water and no blood where they're currently fishing. So be very, very clear on your brand positioning as to how you're going to gain not just revenue growth, but market share from your competitors. You know, define your point of difference through your positioning. The second thing you have to be committed to is diligence. You know, you have to have a consistent strategy, a consistent investment in that strategy, consistent resources in that strategy, and a consistent positioning within that strategy and the channels that you're looking to build, and a consistent voice. And that voice comes through that positioning. It also comes through your culture, the lifestyle that you're trying to sell with your brand. A consistent voice. An inconsistent voice may be something that says one thing one day and says or does or shows something else the next day. It confuses your community. So understanding who you are, and here is where I see a big challenge with brands, maybe smaller brands in particular, is they don't have time to convey that to their outsourcing services many times, which is a mistake. Because what happens inevitably, and it predominantly happens with marketing agencies that don't clearly understand the brand positioning. I'm not always faulting the agency because there isn't a clear positioning for the brand. And that's why it's so important to have brand positioning pinned down and nailed down before you even begin building your follower strategy and your social media strategy. So a consistent voice is critical. And being able to convey what you stand for in your positioning to those out services that you utilize, marketing, product, whatever it happens to be, they all need to understand who you are, what you do, what you stand for, your vision, and what your point of difference is versus the competition. And the others are values and vision of the company. So again, building your community requires precise brand positioning, diligence, consistent voice, values of your brand, what you will do and absolutely not do, and a vision for your brand driven from the top that's always authentic and always consistent. So what I wanted to do today was actually give you 15 steps to building a brand community following. And so in doing that, hopefully it gives you a very, very definitive idea of all that's required in order to build a great brand following. So the steps that we'll go through first is define your brand and values. That's the first step. And I put it at number one because it's probably the most important, defining your brand and your values, what you stand for, your positioning, you know, clearly defining your brand identity, the values, and your vision. You know, what does your brand stand for and what's its purpose in the world? You know, if you don't have a purpose, then get out of it. You're just wasting your time and your money. This will help attract like-minded individuals, influencers, and those in your community. The second is knowing your audience. And that's understanding your target audience. Who are you trying to invest money into? Now, I'll give you a good example is Facebook or Instagram, whoever it happens to be. You got to have a very definitive idea who your target audience is. And that has to be defined up front. Many people know this, but you'll be surprised how many new brands are even established brands that don't know their audience. And as a result of that, what happens more often than not is either their ROI is not what they expected, and they want to make sure that whatever investment they make, they have a tangible metric dashboard which shows them where their investment is going. But many times it's just too broad. I mean, you really need to define what their interests are, preferences, their pain points. Knowing your audience is crucial for tailoring your community to their interest. That's how you not only acquire, it's how you maintain a following. Is also, you want to make sure that you, it's as important to maintain who you've acquired and reduce your attrition is as important as acquiring. So two is know your audience. Number three is choose the right platform. There's too many platforms, too many voices, too many areas to focus and concentrate on. So find out where your audience is, whether that's Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok. Start there. Win in that channel first and then move to another channel. It just becomes noise and a distraction if you try to go after too many platforms. So select the appropriate platform for your target audience. Could be social media group, and there's other areas. Like it could be a forum on your website, a mobile app, combination of these. Choose a platform where your target audience is active and you can communicate and engage with them. And number three is, or number four rather, is creating valuable content. This is as important as targeting the audience. So you can imagine if you've targeted an audience and you give them the wrong content that's not valuable. This is what we talk about with providing value beyond product. This is share high quality, relevant content that resonates with your targeted demo. This can include blogs, videos, infographics, or, you know, any form of content that provides value and it encourages people to reach back out to the brand and embrace what you're talking about or the content that you're providing. So create valuable content is number four. Number five is engage and interact. It's one thing to put content out there, not enough resources to engage and interact where you're building your community and building a voice with your community. So you need to make sure that you have an engagement strategy. When people start replying or engaging with the brand, what are you doing? So actively participate in the community that you're building by responding to comments, asking questions, encouraging discussions. You know, show that you value them being there. You can imagine the attention span being 1 second to 2 seconds. If you get them for a minute, that's valuable time that they're giving up for your brand. Make sure you're engaging with them and show that you value their community, members' input, their opinions. Okay, so that's number five. Number six is encourage user-generated content. Now, this you have to be careful with, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to post, not post, make sure that you review the content before it gets posted. Last thing you want as an authentic brand is to put unauthentic content up there, whether it's generated by your team or somebody in your community. So encourage them to provide content, but also put what I call kind of this firewall up there to ensure that it's the right content. You know, this can include things that are valuable content or the reviews, testimonials, photos, stories, you know. And also, if you do use the content, make sure that you've got something you can give back, you know, recognizing them with some type of reward, a discount, product, whatever it is for their contribution. This doesn't have to be an influencer. This can be a follower. They're just providing a review or testimonial, but proactively show that you value their input in your brand. Number seven is offer exclusive benefits as a part of being the community. You know, such as discounts, early access to products, or special events that only they can be invited to. This gives them the reason to join, but not only join, but to stay, and reduces attrition of followers on social media. Number eight is create a sense of belonging. And this is what I talk about, and I go back to, what are you selling? And people say, well, we're selling a great product. No. What are you selling as a brand? You're selling your culture to the people that work with you and are part of your community, but you're selling a lifestyle that people want to be a part of. So create a sense of belonging. You know, foster a sense of belonging and community. Use inclusive language that's authentic to your brand and the lifestyle. Make them feel like they're part of something that nobody else is a part of. Make them part of your brand. And number nine is, this is part of engagement, but it's moderating effectively. You know, put community guidelines and moderate the community to ensure positive and everyone's respectful inside of the four walls of the community. You know, address any issues. You'll have them. If you don't have a policy or something where people put comments out there because of the political correctness or otherwise, whatever it is, people's opinions, everybody has different opinions, and that's great. You want to embrace these, but you also want to have some moderation. You know, address any issues or conflicts promptly, okay, and fairly. Number 10 is host events. Organize online and offline events. They're great. They allow for engagement with your community, and that can be through webinars, workshops, meetups, community members connect with each other and your brand. So these are like little exclusive events and activities. Maybe it's a get together within a region that your brand is doing really well. Maybe it's a new door opening, whatever it happens to be. But that's pretty cool if just your community is invited to these types of events, because what that does is, we call it WOM, word of mouth, is very important and very inexpensive marketing. Utilize it. And number 11 is, listen and adapt. Pay attention to feedback and suggestions from your community. Maybe there's some valuable input there as to something that'll make your brand, maybe increase your brand equity as a result. So, you know, use this input to improve your products or services and adjust the community experience where necessary. You know, just not listening, just keep posting, and never engaging, never moderating, or never listening or adapting is just unacceptable. And your community will suffer as a result. And number 12 is metric dashboard, right? Measure success. Set clear goals for your brand community. And this could be something as simple as, hey, we want to go from 1,000 to 10,000 followers on Instagram. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, it's a key metric, and you've got a timeline for achieving that, plus an investment to do so with resources. So, you know, metrics on the dashboard are going to be like engagement levels, membership growth, user-generated content. You know, adjust your strategy based on this data. If you're not getting content, you're not getting engagement, you're not getting follower growth, that's where you need to listen, adapt, and measure and change. Number 13 is evolve. You know, as your brand community grows, evolve the strategy, meet the changing needs and preferences, increase resources, but make sure that you're always sticking with your original strategy of engaging with your community and providing value. You know, try different types of engagement tactics and techniques. Engaging is probably the most important thing in growing your following, in addition to content, valuable content that people absorb. And you want to make sure that you're providing value through events or things that only your community can be a part of. Number 14 is celebrate milestones. You know, recognize and celebrate community milestones. Reward those that are part of your community. You know, this can include anniversaries, reaching a certain number of members, successful campaigns, whatever it happens to be. Reward your members of your community. Celebrate these milestones with them. And number 15 is promote advocacy. Okay. Encourage community members to become brand advocates by sharing their experiences. This is different than an influencer, by the way. Advocates are just sharing their experience and providing reviews. And wherever you get a review, promote it, reach back out to that community member, and make sure that they're rewarded as a result. And here's the key to utilizing this advocacy is, not only reach out to that member, but promote it on the sites where your community is as to what you've done for that member. So that creates engagement among your members. So again, let me recap these for you. These are building your brand community of followers. There's a lot of them, but all of them are valuable. Number one is define your brand and values. Number two is know your audience. Number three is choose the right platform. Number four is create valuable content. Number five is engage and interact with your community. Number six is encourage user-generated content. Number seven, offer exclusive benefits to your community. Number eight is create a sense of belonging to your brand lifestyle. Number nine is moderate. Make sure that you have rules of engagement on your social media sites. Number 10 is host events and activities. Reward those who are a part of your community. Number 11 is listen and adapt if needed. Number 12 is measuring your success through a metric dashboard. Number 13 is as you grow, continue to evolve how you engage with your community and grow it. Number 14 is celebrating milestones as you grow. And number 15 is promoting advocacy of your brand. So building a brand community takes time and it's a consistent effort. You know, it's a slow burn, we call it. You know, people want to grow fast. Hey, there are brands that grow fast on their social communities and I commend them. But I'm telling you, this is like the millionaire next door building block by block. The successful brands are ones that have a strategy in place. Now they're going to grow and continue to grow their brands, not a one-hit wonder. And they continue to grow and build their community for generations. So it's essential to create a brand journey environment where members feel valued and connected to your brand's values and vision. You know, over time, a strong brand community can become a powerful partner for your business, helping to build lasting relationships and driving long-term growth for your company and brand. So again, thank you for being part of the Visionary Chronicles podcast. As always, I appreciate your time. I say stay true, stay authentic, be different, and be great. Enjoy the journey along the way. Again, thank you for your time. Those that would like to review or reach out to me at the Visionary Chronicles podcast, we're across all channels, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple, iHeart. I'm sure I've missed many of these, but we have again been voted by FeedSpot for 2022 and 23 as the number one global visionary podcast and top 50 marketing podcast in the world. So very happy to have that. And those of you who have supported us along the way, we appreciate you and we'll look forward to the next Visionary Chronicles podcast.